my guide, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, by the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, by the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madni Channel, welcome to another episode of the World of Jinn and Amir Ahle Sunnat. Before we continue, let us talk about some benefit of reciting Durood e Pak on our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that the closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one that recites the largest number of Durood. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. This series, as we mentioned, is based on a book called Qawm-e Jinnat or Amir Ahle Sunnat. And thus far, we have learned something, have some understanding about jinn. In the last episode, we learned about the horrible consequences of killing a dog that troubled a family in the town of Kohat, which in fact was not a dog, it was a jinn. And how this family finally got saved from a very horrific existence, where they went to many people to get solution to the problem, and eventually after becoming murid of Amir Ahle Sunnat and getting help from Tawidat Attari, alhamdulillah, the problem got solved. And alhamdulillah, in this series, you'll come to know of many Madni flowers and how to react when you encounter a jinn, and you'll learn much more. So please pay attention and learn the finer points, because you don't know when you may need them. An Islamic brother from mentioned that some of the Islamic brothers from Mirpur in Kashmir, and this was in the year 2000, they wanted to go to Fidana Medina to meet Amir Ahle Sunnat. And when they reached Fidana Medina, Babul Medina, Karachi, and they could not find anyone to guide them to where Amir Ahle Sunnat was living, so they came outside Faizana Medina, and they saw some dogs outside. So one of the brothers had a strange inspiration that he should perhaps ask the dogs. So with respect, he went towards the dog and said, "We want to know the home of Amir Ahle Sunnat. Can you help us? Because we don't know the way." And they said, to the astonishment, one dog stood up and began wagging its tail and then started walking in a particular direction. And they say, "We followed this dog without hesitation. It passed through many lanes and eventually it made us reach our destination. Alhamdulillah, we were surprised. The dog showed us the house of Amir Ahle Sunnat." And they say, "We presented ourselves in the blessed court of Amir Ahle Sunnat. And at about 11 o'clock at night, they wanted to return. But now they were desiring to have tea. And they did not know where to go, because it was dark and this place was new to them. And they saw the dogs again. Again, the Islamic brother who had approached them the first time went again to the dogs and said, 'We want to have tea. We don't know where to get tea from.' And to their surprise, the dog got up and stood walking in a direction, and they followed the dog, and the dog took them to a restaurant, to a hotel where there was tea, and alhamdulillah, they got tea. And you'll hear many strange stories, and these are facts, as you mentioned from the beginning, for you to understand the truth. Hazrat Yahya bin Sabit rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned that once he went with Hazrat Hafs rahmatullah alayhi to Mina, and they saw a sheikh with a white beard and white hair giving fatwa, and people had gathered around him. So Hazrat Hafs mentioned, he said, "Oh Abu Ayyub, do you see that person? He is an Afrit jinn." After mentioning this, he says, we went close to this person, and Hazrat Hafs rahmatullah alayhi began staring at him. When this happened, this person picked up his shoes and began running away, and people began to run after him. Hazrat Hafs rahmatullah alayhi said to the people, "Don't run after him, he is an Afrit jinn." As you can see how jinns can be misleading, and this jinn was Afrit jinn giving fatwa to the people. Also it mentioned that during the time of the Battle of Badr, again look at how shaitan and the jinn works. The Quraysh had an alliance with the tribe of Bani Bakr, with whom previously they had enmity. So they were hesitant and they were scared that because of the problem they had in the past, these people may break the truce because they had all combined to attack the Muslims. And Shaitan, when he saw this, he did not like this hesitation. So he deceived them. And he appeared in the shape of Suraqa bin Malik, who was a leader of Bani Kanana, one of the tribes. So he appeared with his troops and the flag and joined the troop of the Mushrikeen. And he announced, he said, "I will take responsibility. Today, no one will overpower you." And in the battle when the Muslims and Kuffar met, beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam took a handful of sand, and when he threw it at the Kuffar, they turned to flee. And Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam recognized Shaitan, who had the face of Suraqa, and who at that moment was holding the hand of Haris bin Hisham. When he saw Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam approaching, he released his grip and turned around and began to run away with his troop. So Haris shouted, "Suraqa, Suraqa, you gave us your word, you gave us a guarantee." He responded, "I see what you cannot see." And eventually when the Kuffars were defeated and returned to Makkah, the news spread that the defeat was due to the treachery of Suraqa, who went against the word, against his words. And when Suraqa heard this, he was very disturbed because he took no part in this. And only afterwards they realized that this was actually shaitanic jinn that misled them. So again you can see the deception of shaitan, the father of the jinns. In Tafsir Azizi, from a hadith, it is known that the appearance is not fixed and it keeps changing. Some of them have wings and they fly. Some of them take the shape of dogs and snakes. Some take the form of human beings and also possess homes. Some travel and some remain fixed in places. And most of them live in deserted jungles. Allama Badruddin Mahmud bin Ahmad Aini rahmatullah alayhi has written that Shaitan does not have the power to change his shape. It is only possible after Allah Azza wa Jal teaches them some words or acts. Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat, the founder of Dawat Islami, one of his qadims mentioned that he was assigned to do some chores whilst Amir al-Sunnat was busy writing. He used to go to this place to do his work and his writing. And he said, "I was busy in the kitchen while Amir al-Sunnat was busy doing his work. And he said, I saw a very unusual fierce looking lizard. He said, I had never ever seen a lizard of this type ever before in my life. He said, I managed to summon some courage to carry on working. But he says, but my fear kept increasing until I could not bear it anymore. I approached my murshid and related what happened. He said, Amir al-Sunnat, in an unexpected manner, instead of replying to me, proceeded towards the kitchen. After seeing the lizard, he advised, he said, don't strike it, but catch it somehow and leave it in some desolate place. So this Khadim said, I went, caught this lizard, and he said, I took it to a faraway place and left it. But he said, the next morning when I entered the kitchen, my eyes fell on the window, and I was alarmed that the terrifying lizard that I kept far away in the desolate place was peeping into the kitchen through the window. When I looked carefully, I realized that it was not the same lizard, but one closely resembling it. And he thought perhaps it was the mate looking for his companion. But it kept peeping inside. When Amir al-Sunnat was told about this, he said, make a certain ta'weez and place it on the window. And alhamdulillah, with the blessing of this, the lizard went away. So as you can see, in this case, the jinn took the shape of a lizard. And there's another story, Shehzada Attar, Haji Ubaid Raza, mentioned that once he saw in his room a lizard. And he said, I desired to strike it, but it disappeared. And he said, the room was empty. And he said, there's no way that this lizard could have hidden. And he was surprised, you know, it was hiding away. So he said, all of a sudden, Amir al-Sunnat appeared, and I explained this to him. So Amir al-Sunnat told him, it could be that this is a jinn, therefore do not hit it, leave it. And he said, because I had no intention now of hitting it, then he said, this lizard reappeared. So, from this we can also see again, this incident shows you that in this case, the jinn appeared in the form of a lizard. One Islamic brother mentioned, and this happened in 1990, he said, it was very cold. And he said, we were dressed up with jerseys, socks and gloves, and we were in the company of Amir al-Sunnat. And he said, a tall, healthy person with a green imama was standing and talking to Amir al-Sunnat, discussing something. But he had a very thin kurta and he was not feeling cold. His face was very serious, and this brother said, when I looked at his face, I could feel shivers out fearing. I felt apprehensive, and he said, I developed dislike for him. At that instant, Amir al-Sunnat called me and said, please accompany this person and call somebody. He said, in my heart I had a dread how I'm going to accompany this person, but he said, I did not have the guts to ignore this instruction of Amir al-Sunnat. He said, we sat in the car. And he said, when I sat next to him, it was as if I was sitting next to a heater. I could feel heat coming from him. He said, while we were in the car, we passed a graveyard. And he said, I greeted those people who were resting in the graveyard. And the person that's sitting next to me turned towards me while the vehicle was moving. He smiled and said, in a mysterious way, he said, if I disclose to you that I am a jinn, how would you feel? This person said he got terrified, this person was a jinn. And he said, I only managed to utter, he said, please don't talk like this. And he said, until we went back to Amir al-Sunnat, he said, I didn't open my mouth and speak a word because I was scared and I was too terrified to speak. So as you can see, alhamdulillah, from this, that, and you learn later as well, there are many murids, jinns who are murids of Amir al-Sunnat. And alhamdulillah, a lot of them do also work like us, get involved in the work of Dawat Islami, alhamdulillah. And are jinns duty bound to follow Sharia? This is the question. It mentioned that just as humans, jinn also have to follow Sharia, because Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Holy Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, that I have created jinn and man so that they must worship me. So without doubt, the jinns are duty bound to follow Sharia. And alhamdulillah, you got believing jinns that perform namaz, that fast, that go for hajj, who recite Quran, and they also seek knowledge of deen and hadith, and even in some cases they join human and they're not aware. And again, all this is because they are duty bound to follow Sharia as well. Just as humans have different belief systems, jinns also. We have a group of jinns that follow and believe in Islam, and a group of jinns that don't believe. That means they are kafir jinns as well. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent as a prophet for both jinns and humans. And those jinns that deny beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, deny our religion, they will be rejected and will be with shaitan. And they will be far away from the believers, and their destination is hell. And they also have different sects, jinns as well, marjiya, qadariya sects. These are bad akidah, you get bad akidah against, in the jinns as well. So in conclusion, I've got many incidents regarding the spiritual knowledge and insight of Amir al-Sunnat, founder of Dawat Islami. The knowledge of the awliya obviously is at a higher level than any other knowledge of other humans and jinns. The knowledge which Allah Azza wa Jal bestows upon His friends, the awliya ikram, who are not like the prophets, but they are based on Quran and Sunnah. For example, the wali who was with Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam, he brought the throne of Bilqis faster than the blink of eye. And he was also a person who was blessed with knowledge. So as we know, alhamdulillah, in this book, we'll be referring to more incidents regarding Amir al-Sunnat. Inshallah, in this way you'll come to know how fortunate we are in Dawat Islami that we have association with the Kamil Wali of Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us tawfiq to get more involved with the work of Dawat Islami, so that we can bless and be blessed with the du'as of Amir al-Sunnat, because the du'a of a wali is not rejected. May Allah Azza wa Jal make us sincere and make us work and also improve ourselves by getting involved in the work of Dawat Islami. Ameen bi jahin Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.
Attar is my guide, 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 by the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, by the grace of Allah.